Federal workers across the country are feeling the impact on this 13th day of the government shutdown. The vast majority of government employees work outside of Washington. There are some 27,000 in San Antonio, Texas, 19,000 in Kansas City, and several thousand in southern Indiana. In the small city of Jeffersonville, Indiana, nearly 2,000 people work for the Census Bureau. About half have been furloughed, according to the American Federation of Government Employees Local 1438, which represents the workers. The president of that union is Victoria Martin. Victoria, we understand that earlier today you had to tell more employees that they've been furloughed. How many did you speak with?
Approximately 60 to 80 total today, just out of two units.
What does it mean for them to be furloughed?
There's a lot of uncertainty. They're not sure when they will be recalled to perform the work.
So they're not going to be working at all for an unknown period of time?
Correct. Either until the workload is available and they're recalled, or until the government reopens completely.
When the discussions take place and the workers are told that they're being furloughed, what's the reaction been like, even today, when you speak to them?
It's kind of a little bit of a shock. They weren't expecting it since they had previously been funded and working. Everyone's a little worried about their payroll and all of those things.
Well, the payroll is, of course, an issue. The government pays people on a scale of GS-1 to GS-15, GS-1 on the lower side. You have said that the office has workers who are predominantly GS-4, which means they make under $40,000 a year. How do they say the shutdown will affect them financially? And for those workers who've already been furloughed, how is it affecting them?
For those who are currently being furloughed or have been furloughed, many of them are seeking unemployment compensation. You know, they're just really uncertain. Most of our employees don't have a lot of money in savings, and therefore many work, they live paycheck to paycheck. So they are very much concerned. You know, just recently there was one employee that we learned had received a denial from the unemployment office in Indiana, and, she obviously was in an extreme panic, depending on how long the shutdown lasts. If she's unable to receive unemployment benefits, then, of course, her bills won't be paid, can't put food on the table, and it's heartbreaking.
And can the union do anything to help?
We have a lot of programs and benefits through partners with AFGE to lessen the blow in some of the areas. But, the union's not in a position to compensate people for their salary up front.
So you're speaking about the Census Bureau, but I know that the union represents government offices in other departments. So what others do you represent?
We represent the VA, of course, Social Security, Parks and Recreation, Border Patrol, our ICE agents, Bureau of Prisons as well. So you name it, we pretty much represent them throughout government.
And what's happening in those offices?
Well, for the agencies that are funded, it's business as usual for those individuals. But, across the agencies that are not funded, we have staff going to work without pay, especially our Border Patrol and ICE and our prison staff. They're putting their lives on the line every day, and it is just unbelievable that they have to go to work wondering if they're going to be able to pay their bills and support their families as well.
Do you know if they'll get paid eventually for this time?
That is dependent on whether or not Congress passes a bill that grants retroactive pay to federal employees during the shutdown.
Victoria, the census comes out every 10 years. What happens to the work that, for instance, Census Bureau workers do when there's a shutdown like this?
The work piles up. When we reopen, it will be very chaotic for a little while trying to get the work processed, not only at our agency, but at others as well.
Can you see, since you are there in Jeffersonville, can you see the ripple effects throughout the community, even for people far removed from those who have been furloughed?
Oh, absolutely. Just going out at lunchtime, you can tell the decrease of traffic on the main thoroughfares, and the restaurants are not nearly as full. So definitely the local economy here in Jeffersonville is suffering, you know, with all of the furloughed employees and those who are not currently furloughed. They're watching their spending. They're spending less right now because of the unknown.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. Victoria Martin, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1438 in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you, Lisa.